True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
Maybe we started pretty small, but take a look at us now.
Take a look at us now.
Solidly standing 10 feet tall.
Loud, loud, crocodile.
Take a look at us now.
Only for us it's now, now, crocodile.
We were scared and said it was all she broke.
We're ending it up now.
At a point, this is like, like that. Like that's it. Can I just tell you, like inside, I'm like this. Here's me. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah, and I feel like that Niall's feeling that way too.
Oh, that's good. We're on
this,
the same page.
With this text that we have this morning. Good, yeah. Now, let me explain real quick here. There's a lady that works here. She's got a good friend named Niall. Niall's been wanting to go out with Jamie, so she's trying to play matchmaker and hook him up. And this has been going on for a week or two. And Niall has been texting us in
Niall
the mornings.
Ruined it.
He's been texting us every day. For the most part. He did go to Hawaii there, took a little break there, 5 days with mommy out in Hawaii. God. And then we thought that maybe we made him mad, some of the things we said, whatnot.
That you said.
Well, walked in this morning and now crocodile, he is back because he texted again.
Maybe we started pretty small, but take a look at us now.
He dedicates this song to Jamie.
Suddenly standing 10 feet tall.
This is going to be our first dance at our wedding.
Don't we have no way to stay?
Well, here's the text.
Wait,
from this
can
morning.
I just so let, here's my angle on it is like, and then Niall started texting because he can't get a hold of me, so he started going through the text, and I don't know, kind of like, it just feels ick, if you know what I mean. Like why are you texting
now,
us?
The word is, first of all, we've seen pictures of Niall. Niall's a good looking dude.
He is a good looking guy.
He's a strapping young man.
And he's very like outdoorsy, which is my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I learned that he knows how to fly fish.
He does?
Yeah, he knows how to fly fish.
Where'd you learn that from?
I learned it from Danielle. Danielle's like, you know, he loves to fly fish. She's like, he loves going off-roading. He has a grill in his truck, and he whips out the grill and always makes his burgers and stuff. He likes all that stuff.
I don't think you're giving this a chance. This might be the one, Jamie.
Well, he is outdoorsy, and he has a job.
Good-looking man.
And he's good-looking. And here's the other problem.
According to his ex-girlfriend, he's charming.
Super nice.
You don't get that from an ex very often, folks.
No, you don't.
I've never gotten it from me. I've never been called charming.
Yeah. Well, and I was thinking about that, like all the thing. And Danielle's like, she's level-headed. She's smart.
She is.
You know, and so I don't think she'd, like, screw me over.
No.
I mean, she works here, right?
She's not going to hook you up with some deadbeat.
And
besides, you've had your share of deadbeats in life.
Well, and her boyfriend, like, hang out with him, like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I was like, well, but it's just this, the killer part is that he texts the show. Like, that's the part I can't stand.
Like, if he wanted to get your number, he would already have it by now.
Exactly, right? He'd ask Danielle.
Yeah.
And I'd give it to him. But now it's just like, now he's like, I'm part of the show. And that's kinda,
boy.
That's like so ick.
All right,
and I love the word ick right now.
Well, I think he's feeling the same way. Let me read you the text that I found this. I had to scroll down this morning because he must have sent it sometime in the afternoon yesterday. Okay. All right, he says, let's see. I don't know why I keep coming back for these cringe-worthy torpedoes.
Oof, that's from you, because we called you BJ the Torpedo.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All I want is to connect with Jamie. BJ, how do I facilitate that? Danielle runs Parker Social, so I trust her.
What's Parker Social?
But she hasn't got... I don't know.
I have no idea. Sounds like what a social club in Parker.
Yeah. What? Is she like, what is that?
Maybe
like,
I need to be a part of that.
Well, he wants you guys to meet down there.
No, but it's like Parker Social. Like, is that what Danielle does? She like hooks like she
probably
hooks up
swingers
people?
Or something.
No, let's not do that. Let's not listen. It's
probably
her
one of those white rock clubs.
Oh my God. No, let's not do that either.
You're doing the torpedo. Stop it.
Don't torpedo people. I love Danielle. Like, I love her. She's awesome. Don't do that to her.
Meet me down at Swinger Central.
No. God, why does he do this?
Let me
now
go back.
You're ruining my friendship, too.
All right. Danielle runs the Parker Social, and so I trust her, but she hasn't gotten back to me with any more details.
It is a singles group.
It is a singles group, yes.
I told
correct.
You, swingers, ma'am.
Listen. Swingers, stop it.
Yeah, let me finish.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. We're just shocked. Just stand by for a second. We are taking this in. Danielle runs a singles club, like for singles.
They hold events for get-togethers.
She has that look.
What the?
What does that mean?
That she's hot?
Well, that she would be good for a singles club. She'd run one well.
Nothing you're saying is helping anything. Nothing.
But I feel like I'm seeing all the right stuff right now.
I'm going to stay out of that one.
I'm all over the place.
Is there a white rock in front of the place?
Stop doing that. This is a real...
Or is it a pineapple?
Dude.
Upside down pineapple.
This is a company for her. Don't F it up. God.
I apologize. I like pineapple. I bought one the other day.
Well, it's the only way you're going to get laid, so you might as well get one.
Delicious.
All right, go ahead.
Where was I? Danielle,
so that means he belongs to this club.
Social.
Does this mean he belongs to this?
I don't know.
He might. There's a good chance he belongs.
No.
Well, he says, Danielle runs Parker Social, so I trust her, but she hasn't gotten back to me. Maybe you guys were going to meet down there at that club.
I don't think it's a club.
Trust me. I'm still reading, if you don't mind, please. I've given you your time, if you don't mind. Okay?
It's not an actual club.
We've got to be fair here.
It means like Girl Scout Club. It's like a club. Like, it's just a club, but there's not like a club.
Yeah.
Like, there's not like a club.
Like a secret knock.
I got a feeling you have to have a tube top to get in.
Why the tube top?
Listen.
It's a second reference to tube tops today.
Trust me, guys. I really tried to take this off the air.
No, you're not. You're writing the show.
That's a lie, Dial. Crocodile the liar. You're lying.
Lyle, Crocodile.
All right, let's do dinner, Jamie. I know you've got Friday night open.
Oh,
no
God.
Bar bingo. It's canceled. So I know you've got it open. Let's do it.
Well, here's the problem
with
Friday.
There you go.
That's
his latest.
Okay. Well, I've found out a lot of information. A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. Did you guys know?
I had no idea.
Well,
I knew she
her.
Ran that club.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like I'm looking
have you
at
been
the
going?
Web. No, no,
member?
It's for legit people. Like,
yeah.
It's like for.
Like what?
Like up.
He's
up
legit. He's single.
Uppity people.
Like,
it's like
professional professionals.
You don't fit the criteria.
No.
I don't think I would fit in with that crowd. No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's like for people that, you know, like are on. Like, have more than one pair of jeans.
Movers and shakers in Parker, like in Douglas County.
People that can afford the pineapple.
What are you? Nobody can see your eyebrows. Nobody. You
the
just
pineapple.
Put all that effort into doing eyebrows, and nobody. Stop doing that. This is a legit like upper echelon dating place. Like, because
gotcha.
I like it because they don't like hook up people. They go and do events.
Yeah, it's a fun atmosphere to meet people
like
rather than just awkward
and
first
I'm
would
again.
I fit in?
No, you're not athletic.
All right, there you go, folks. The update on Nile Crocodile.
I would go out with him on Friday, but I'm slothing.
What do you mean?
Well, because remember, I got burnt so bad, my face got...
Yeah.
That I don't think he wants to be peeling off my face
right.
I'm standing.
No, you look hideous. Right
I know.
Now.
I know. Like, I am literally.
Yeah, it's not good.
Look, I can pull off skin.
Yeah. Now, like, we're going to have to wait.
Give it a couple days.
We're going to have to wait for some skin to grow back before
I'm
going
to have to loofah before I meet you.
But, yeah. She'll meet you down at the social, but it may take a couple of weeks.
It's going to take
okay?
a little while.
So just hang tight, Niall, okay?
Maybe we started pretty small, but take a look at us now.
Take a look at us now.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
10 feet tall. Take a look at us now.
Take a look at us now.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.